Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
well, parents, we're back again. Another Parents Coaching Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you I got another session of great information that we're going to share with you this afternoon. And we're going to be very brief. I'm not even going to try to give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, no props today. Not that I don't appreciate what he's done and information he shared with us and just a little piece that he put together just for the Parent Coaching Parent Network. But I need to get into this information here and share that with you right away. You know, I have a very short window today. I have a couple other things I'm working on. And that's one of my big reasons for going straight into this show today and making sure that I get that information out to you as soon as possible. Well, you know, as I've been saying, I've been working on the Parents Coaching Parent Network over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, we formed back in 2005. We've been trying to go strong ever since then. And, you know, some of the things that we've been into workshops. We've done a series of workshops for parents. Actually had the opportunity to go out and speak to a number of parents at a couple of different events. And now, and if I had a drum roll, I would play that right about now. But now I am currently working on putting together my first book. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be a really big hit. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out book. It's not going to be something that you need a super degree to get through. It's going to be some basic, simple information that I've gathered over the years. I was working on this book this past weekend with one of the great gurus and minds of marketing and helping entrepreneurs spring up and put together their thoughts. And we've worked extensively, so 12 hours straight, on trying to put this book together. And I'm just about there. It should be out here shortly, and I will let everyone know when it does come out. As a matter of fact, for all of my live listeners that call in on the day that I decide to bring my book out, and I will let you know well in advance for all my live listeners. And it will be during the month of July, just to let you know. It will be out in the month, during the month of July. All my live listeners, I will ensure that you will get a free copy of this book. I will ensure that you get a free ebook copy of this book. All right? But what I want to talk about today, and I want to talk about a little bit of the key, some insight on what the book is all about. The book is basically going to be Parents Raising Student Athletes. Parents Guide to Raising Student Athletes. Simple. Parents Guide to Raising Student Athletes. You know, because what happens is we forget that our child has that special gift. And sometimes we go through the same old process that we would when we're just raising, not to say an everyday child, but when we're just focusing on our child that doesn't have that gift. That all of our children have that gift, but this child has decided to show the world their gift. So it's somewhat of a different atmosphere, somewhat of a different stage that this child has decided to take at an early stage of his or her life. So raising a student athlete, we're going to go through some things that I think you really need to focus on, some things that the Parent Coaching Parent Network can do to help you focus, and some things that we all can do as a community to ensure that that child succeeds in life. I have a couple good chapters that that I have out there, and I think it's going to bring home some real good things. But a few things I want to talk about, successful parenting. You know, the Parents Coach Parent Network believe that successful parenting is having the opportunity to do the things that you need to do when you need to do it with this student athlete. Now, I kind of sort of ran around in a circle when I made that statement. But here we are. Think about what I'm getting ready to say. You have to be able to invest quality time. You have to. It's a must. It's not optional. It's not something that you can easily avoid. It's not something that you can avoid at all. You have to be able to invest quality time. And what I mean by quality time is not sitting down and watching the game on the DVD after the game has been played and the child's back home and then you sit down and y'all talking about the game. We can do better than that. Not talking about quality time, driving them to the rec center or driving them to the practice and dropping them off. We can do better than that. Not talking about quality time is, okay, well, I'll make sure that I can at least make it to every game. Again, we can do better than that. Quality time is, parents, you have to be at the games. You have to make as many games as you possibly can. And you have to be involved, or not be involved, but be at that practice. Yeah, because a lot of times you being present at these different events, whether or not it's a practice or whether or not it's a game, oftentimes allows your child to relax and be him or herself, providing that you're not putting additional pressure on the athlete. But it allows them to relax, and they appreciate that. They may not show it. They may not tell you it. And you may not see it for years. But survey a number of athletes that you know outside of your family and see whether or not they appreciate that. Now, you will hear them from time to time talking about, oh, my dad used to be at practice and he used to get on me all the time. Man, that joker should have stayed home. But that stuck out in their head. I bet you they can't tell you about five or six other people that was in that gym at that particular day other than the coach. They can't name every single player that was in the gym or on the field that particular day other than the coach. But they know when dad was there, or they know when mom was there, or they know when grandma was there, granddaddy was there, whoever. That person that they really and truly look up to, they know when that individual was there. Whether or not they actually agreed to what was going on, you were there. And that is quality time. That is time that you are never going to get back. So you have to spend that quality time with your student athlete. And what I mean by quality time, again, you know, hey, being at the games, being at practice, whenever you possibly can. I understand you may have several other children, but you have to figure out a way to divide your time and be there to support your student athlete, to support your child. Because if you're not there to support your child, who is there for them? Who is there for them? All right, second topic when I was talking about a successful parent is understanding the sport. Understanding the sport. If your child plays basketball, please, please take the time to know something about basketball. Something. Somehow where you can relate to the sport. I understand you have a full-time job. I understand that you have bills to pay. I understand you got three or four other kids that you need to take care of. But you have to know something about that sport. If you have three kids and all three kids are playing three different sports, guess what? You got to put in that extra work. Because you should know something about that sport. Not to say that you're going to sit there and coach. Not to say that you have to sit there and dissect every play, every event that takes place on the field or on the court. That's not why I'm saying know the sport. I'm saying know the sport so that you can have a very serious and intelligent conversation with your child when he or she decides to start talking about the sport. Don't just look at him and say, hey, I got something to do, or hey, I'm busy right now, hey, we'll have this conversation later, or just sit there and say, yeah, okay, I got that. Know something about the sport. You'll be surprised when you start using the same language that they're using as far as identifying the sport, and you know what a DB is, or you know what a server is, you know what a spiker is, you know what a short is, you know what a tweener is. When you're able to use those languages, and that's not slang, that's not Ebonics, that's language that's being used in today's sports. That is language that's being used in today. So if you're able to conversate with your child using the same language and they understand what you're saying, you understand what they're saying, guess what? You got a win-win situation. And that's what the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network is all about, to ensure that you come out with a win-win situation. Third thing, money. And that's always that dreadful conversation. Now, at the end of the day, if the child is still playing this sport and they're being paid to play this sport, okay, everybody's happy. But when you have to provide that money up front, now sometimes we got somewhat of an issue. Some folks have no problem with it, and I understand that, totally agree with that, and continue to do what you're doing. You're doing a fine job. Others hesitate. And I understand the situation where it may be a little tight sometimes. But the way I look at it, and I've talked to other parents and the Parent Coach and Parent Network, the way we look at it is it's an investment. Just like you're sending your child to piano lessons to learn to play the piano, it's not a free deal. It's an investment. The way you're sending your child to a tutor to increase his math scores, it's an investment. So, when you are having to provide fees for various things and dealing with sports for your child, again, try to look at it from the standpoint of it being an investment. Now, listen to me. Hear me. Feel my pain. Feel my passion. Know when it's time to supply that fee. Because if your child is feeling as though he or she needs a break, or not really feeling the opportunity to get out there and do his or her best, give him that break time. Give him or her that break time, because they'll come back and reward you for it later on in life. If your child is pursuing an athletic scholarship, and you know that's what we focus on here at the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, if your child is pursuing an athletic scholarship and the coach comes to you and tell you about an event that they have going on, a showcase that they have going on in another state, they want everybody to go down there for this big event, you're pursuing a scholarship. Listen to this real closely. Know the athletic recruiting calendar. Check out the guidebook for college-bound student-athletes. There's a calendar in there. It talks about four different things that you need to know when these things are taking place. They talk about a quiet period, a dead period, a contact period, an evaluation period. Know those time periods. What I mean by that, know those time periods to say, okay, do my child need to be at this particular event? Have my child been running for the last 2 months straight, and now there's a break period in there, so does he or she really need to be at this event? I tell you, parents, and most calendars, the month of June is a very quiet period. There are very few events that's going on, if any, where college scouts are out there looking at your children or evaluating your children. They realize there's so many other things going on in the month of June. In a lot of states, the month of June is normally focused around graduating, getting kids in and out of school. College scouts are regrouping. Coaches are regrouping. They're getting themselves geared up and ready. Biggest stress, biggest point, biggest emphasis, basketball. Their big month is the month of July. Because they know that the majority of the talented kids will be at certain events. You want to put your child in a place or at an event where he or she can best be seen. If the event is not that time period, then why spend the money to send your child there if it's for no benefit at all, other than to play and say, yeah, we won this tournament, hey, we'll get a little trophy, or hey, coach said we need to take the child out there. Sometimes you have to make the decision on whether or not the child's going to go out there. Quit turning your children over to these folks that may have other agendas. That's not everybody. But if you know the guy for college-bound student-athlete and you're aware of the calendar in there, then you're a little bit more tuned to make the good decision. As a result, the financial side of things don't get carried away and all out of hand. So, may have to spend a little money, look at it as an investment, and keep on moving from there. Your responsibilities of parents, you know, we have to be responsible to ensure that our children stay in a safe and nurturing atmosphere. Safe and nurturing atmosphere. It's very important. Very, very, very important. Why would you send your child out to the field to participate in an event if he or she already told you that, Ma, I got a headache, or Dad, I have a headache? Well, how long you had this headache, son? Well, I had this headache for about the last day or so. Okay, that tells me right off the bat that he or she doesn't need to be at that event. He or she needs to take their time and relax, because you might be experiencing a concussion. That's a whole nother subject, whole nother time, whole nother conversation, something we will be having here on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, but they might be experiencing a concussion. So safety is paramount when you're dealing with athletes. You know, a lot of things could be going on, eating disorders, mood swing, all these other things. You want to make sure that you stay in tune and stay focused and try to keep an eye on your child. Your child Listen to me now. Your child is your responsibility, not the coach's responsibility, not the assistant coach's responsibility, not the trainer's responsibility, not the manager's responsibility, your responsibility. Many a times, a few of us forget that. And I can hold myself guilty of that myself, but we forget that and turn that responsibility over to someone else. The coach, the track coach, the select soccer coach, the AAU basketball coach, the guy that's taking him to practice. No. Come on, parents, work with me on this. It's our responsibility as parents, the ones that ensure that that child raised up and became a product, a successful product in society. So, safety is paramount. Safety is paramount, so we have to make sure that we stay on top of that part. You know, oftentimes they learn a whole lot of great life lessons. They learn these life lessons out there on the field. You know, because you have to learn teamwork, you have to learn sharing, you know, all these other things that come along with the sport, these lessons can be translated over to everyday life. And what we as parents have to do or can do, should do, is to make sure that they understand how that translates. Make sure that they understand how to use those goals, how to use that same habit that they have to get out there and kick the ball, you know, 400 or 500 times, well, you know, 400 or 500 times to make sure that they got the right placement, the right footing and everything else, or get out there and throw that pass and throw that pass and throw that pass until they hit that target, or get out there and work on their bunt until they're able to get it to where they want it to be, or setting up a spike, you know, they popping it up for a pop, work on pop-ups until they get the ball right where they want it. Now, translate those same life lessons over to your student-athlete's everyday life. A couple other quick things I'm going to go through, and it may be a little fast, but I want to hit these, and I think they're important. I want to talk about monitoring your child's academics, and we've talked about this several times on the Parents Coach of Prayer Network, but I'm going to talk about it again for you. You know, monitoring the academics, knowing what the SAT scores are for a particular grade point average, knowing what a grade point average is, what the grade point average should be. Again, picking up that guidebook for the college-bound student-athlete, it's all in there. It lays it out for you. Parents Coach of Prayer Network, we can sit down and actually read it to you. And I'm not saying that to insult anyone. I'm saying that simply because we can sit down and go through the whole entire book, and you're going to put your own interpretation on what you just heard or what you just read or whatever. But what we want to do, we want to work with you to make sure that we're all on the same track, understand the lingo, understand the process. So you want to monitor the core classes. You want to monitor the child's GPA. You want to monitor the processing of taking the standardized test, whether or not it's SAT, whether or not it's your ACT. All these different things. These things are our responsibility. Make sure that our children are doing what they need to do. If they're taking classes in the eighth grade and it's on the high school curriculum or core list, then, hey, make sure that they get credit for it. Going back to financial responsibility real quick, you know, we want to avoid the issue of putting burdens upon ourselves. And what I mean by that is making sure that we're not sending our children out there to different events that we can turn around and save that money for another day. Again, like I said, that's an investment, but you want to invest wisely. You know, we are here to make sure that you get the best out of your Parents Culture Parent experience, and we are here to ensure, you know, let me back up a second. Our mission is your success. That's our mission. Our mission is your success. I'm going to keep it short, sweet, and simple. Our mission is your success. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure that you succeed in the athletic scholarship process. So, parents, that's what we've been talking about today. We've been talking about little snippets from our upcoming book. Please, 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 if you get a chance, once the book comes out, and you don't get a chance to catch our show that day and get a free ebook copy of it, hey, please reach out there and purchase a copy. Or reach out to me, you know, again, Parents Culture Parent Network. You can also find us on Facebook, Parents Culture Parent Network page, here, Blog Talk Radio. Or we got a new site up. We got a Twitter, PCP Network on Twitter, PCP Network on Twitter. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Thank you, and you have a great and wonderful day. This has been the Parent Culture Parent Network. I'm M.A. Scott, your host, and we out.